Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtue of the first saf and the order to fill the first rows, to straighten them and to stand close together. So today's hadith an Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ra'a fi ashabihi ta'akhuran faqala lahum taqaddamu fa'atimmu bi wal ya'tamma bikum man ba'dakum لا يزال قوم يتأخرون حتى يؤخرهم الله رواه مسلم. هذا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw some of his Sahaba behind. What had happened was Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw some of the Sahaba. They were quite far behind the front rows, the first safs. They were towards the back. So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم perceived that there was some type of a culture or some type of a behavior. In Urdu we say a jazba, that to stay back now, not to try and fill in the first rows. Allah Ta'ala had made it such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would correct Sahaba so that we could learn from this and we could also implement what he had taught Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sensed that there was a culture of staying in the back, of remaining in the back and not filling the front rows. So on that occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba that come forward and follow me. تَقَدَّمُوا فَأَتِمُّوا بِي. That come forward and follow me, and those behind you should follow you. Because now you have come forward, then those that are behind you, they must follow you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say that if you people persist in lagging behind, if you persist in staying behind, in remaining behind, in other words, towards the back, then Allah will cause them to lag further behind. If people, in other words, in general, Rasulullah is saying, if people have this quality in them, that they want to stay in the back, when there's an opportunity to go forward and to take the blessings and to take the reward that's left in the front, to go ahead, if people don't take that opportunity of going ahead in dini matters, then Allah Ta'ala will make it such that Allah Ta'ala will cause them to start lagging further behind. So they will continue going backwards. They will start retrogressing because there's opportunities here to go ahead, but yet a person is going backwards. In Abu Dawud Sharif and in other riwayats, it comes, لَا يَزَالُ قُومٌ يَتَأَخَّرُونَ عَنِ الصَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ حَتَّى يُؤَخِّرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي النَّارِ. That people will continue lagging behind. They'll have this jazba of staying behind, not going ahead as far as the first saf is concerned. The first saf is there, there's so many rewards. So like how sometimes you find a person will go into the masjid and it's still time for salah and there's still place in the front, but he chooses to sit in the back, chooses to sit sometimes against the wall, sit in the back or talk around. The desire is not there that let me go forward, let me go ahead. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his hadith is saying that people will continue to remain behind from the first saf, hatta yuakhirahumullahu finnar, to such an extent that Allah will cause them to retrogress, that they will end up going in the fire of Jahannam. That this culture, this jazba, this desire to continuously remain behind, not to take advantage of opportunities as far as deen is concerned, will cause a person, he starts off how? By just staying in the back, not going towards the front saf. Yet there is space and opportunity to go. Then what will happen? He slowly he'll start leaving out other a'mal. He start leaving out other good actions. And what is the end result? This hadith which I just quoted explains, حَتَّى يُؤَخِّرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي النَّارِ. He'll start leaving out good actions until the end result will just be this person going to the fire of Jahannam. So it's not a small thing for a person to continuously delay, for a person to continuously lag behind when it comes to dini matters. And when a person is ahead in dini matters, Allah Ta'ala takes him ahead. When we do this second hadith now, it's a short hadith, we'll understand. عن أبي مسعود رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمسح مناكبنا في الصلاة ويقول استووا ولا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم ليلن منكم أولو الأحلام والنهاء ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. أبو مسعود رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pass his hand over our shoulders in salah and he would say, straighten your rows and do not stand unevenly, or else your hearts will become disunited. Let those of you who are mature and intelligent stand nearest to me, and those who are closest to them, then those who are closest to them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pass his Mubarak hand over the shoulders of Sahaba, and he would correct them and he would tell them, straighten your rows. So this shows that the standing together in the safs, standing correctly in the safs, having that jazbah and that desire to go ahead as far as the saf is concerned, this is something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave very great importance to. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you do not stand like this, you do not stand together, you stand unevenly, Allah Ta'ala will cause your hearts to become disunited. Ulama say, people say, no, it is what in the heart that counts. Outward actions don't count. The main thing, sometimes you find people making this statement, it's only what's in the heart that counts. If the heart is right, everything else doesn't need to be right. Here, what was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing? He was correcting the external. He was putting the external right, and the external is what he said will cause the hearts to become disunited. In other words, the external is having an impact on the internal, not like what people say, no, it's just the internal that's important. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the external, if it's not corrected, it will affect the internal. So anyway, we were speaking about this hadith before this, that if a person has this desire and this culture of continuously remaining behind, many times we have opportunities as far as deen is concerned. For example, a person has come to the masjid, he has come early. There's time for him to read sunnah, and he just leaves out that sunnah. Just that culture to remain behind. So now this culture becomes a very bad culture. Another hadith explains that a person will go ahead, that person that goes ahead, Allah will take him ahead. Because he has the culture of going ahead, pushing himself, taking advantage of the opportunities as far as deen is concerned, Allah will take that person far ahead in deen, because he did not waste those opportunities he had as far as deen was concerned. And on the other hand, we bring this culture that I got an opportunity to read Quran Sharif. There is time, there is opportunity, but I just leave it. I got a culture of leaving it, that now will end up such that it will leave his life completely, because he had a chance and he didn't do it. There was a chance for me to give my charity, to give my zakat. There was the ability, there was a chance for me to be kind to my parents, to speak kindly to my relatives, to show muhabbat, kindness to animals. I had all these opportunities. I just stayed behind. I just ignored it. Let other people do it. Why must I do it? I had that type of a culture. This type of culture is so dangerous from what we're learning in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that a person will start leaving out all good actions. And now the end result will be a person going to the fire of Jahannam. So therefore this culture of just lagging behind, staying behind, not taking advantage and pushing ourselves forward as far as deen is concerned, is something that is very, very detrimental. We should not ignore it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and come early to the masjid. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let that be the zikr of our day. Continuously making salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and come early for the Jummah Salah, read Suratul Kahf, and the time between Asr and Maghrib, let us try and capitalize in making dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.